Chinese universities are becoming world-leading centres, as you could imagine. So 10 years ago when I visited, China was going into a stage of recruiting lots of high-flying scientists who had left the country and were being trained in the UK and America, and they were bringing them back to Chinese institutions and universities to set up and establish their own laboratories. What I saw now 10 years later is that those people have been highly successful, and there's a whole generation of scientists underneath them who are not necessarily going long term to the US or the UK to spend time in labs there, but in fact many British scientists are spending periods of time in those Chinese laboratories. So I think there are wonderful opportunities. The British should make the most of the future, which I think is going to be the Chinese will, along with America and the UK, be the sort of powerhouse of biosciences in the world.
The School of Biological Sciences has collaborations with China already?
That's right. We currently have a partnership award funded by the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council, which partners with Peking University, which is the leading university in China and in fact one of the top universities in the world. And we have a scheme in which both staff and postgraduate students in neurosciences and plant biology have spent periods of time in Peking or Beijing, and scientists from there and students from there have spent time in our laboratories. And that's been running for a few years now, and it's been so successful that we hope to establish a similar partnership award with a group of universities and leading research institutions in Shanghai, which is the other powerhouse of Chinese science.
Perhaps looking ahead 5 or 10 years into the future, how do you think links between the UK and China will be then?
I think we have to make them as strong as possible, because undoubtedly China is going to go from strength to strength in biosciences. The problems that China has in terms of large population and feeding itself and maintaining health, biosciences are going to be critical to doing that. So undoubtedly the Chinese are going to invest lots of money and have lots of talent. So we have to make the most of that opportunity. What may be interesting, and I heard this from somebody involved in secondary school education, is that they believe in 10 years' time, students studying GCSEs will be offered Mandarin as much as they are Spanish and French and Italian. And that could be interesting, because you might then have a situation in which students spending 1 year overseas during their degree, which is something Southampton University really wants to promote, could be that rather than spending a year in France or America, may well spend that year in Beijing, which would be intellectually very, very stimulating, but also culturally fantastic too.